I'd like to call on two parents, one to represent middle school, who is also one of our Academy Committee members. Dr. Jem Mall is here, I believe, and would like to tell us a little bit about her experience as a middle school parent and as a member of our Academy Committee.
Good evening. Some 16 years ago, my husband and I were sitting in one of these pews listening to a young lady who was the valedictorian for the Hawthorne Christian Academy graduating class that year. We were so impressed with her conviction and her testimony that we decided that our daughter was coming here. 2 years later, Tammy started kindergarten. The staff, the teachers were so wonderful. They took this shy, timid girl and made her into this confident young lady. And when my son was here, in his fourth grade, we had this young teacher who started for the first time, the only male teacher in elementary school, who continues to be a blessing. I see you, Kirk. What an awesome role model for our children. You continue to be a role model. And what you did for my son, I will never forget. You made him into this confident young man who can do, who feels, who believes he can do anything that he puts his mind to. And then there's my youngest daughter, Katie. All you who know her know what joy she brings to everybody and how full of spirit she is. And sometimes that gets her in trouble. But the teachers have, through the years, have been so wonderful and so kind. They have helped her realize her potential. They've helped her tone down on her spirit a bit and still be faithful. And I'm so thankful to every single member of the faculty and the staff. The academics are hard, but the teachers have done such a wonderful job and they make it so much fun for the kids. For my daughter to come home and tell me how much fun science was, or oh, I love math, or oh, this is what we did in Bible, or social studies was so much fun. It's an awesome experience. But more importantly than that, when I see my kids quoting the scriptures and relating the world through the Word of God, it's an awesome feeling. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's older, he will not turn from it. The staff, the faculty, the administrators of the academy are so faithfully working towards that goal. What an awesome example for our kids to see. Prayers in the hallway, prayers in the classrooms, and prayers even in the parking lot. What an example. I am so overjoyed and so proud to be part of this family, which is Hawthorne Christian Academy. Thank you.
Representing a proud parent of a senior who will be graduating in June and heading off out into that world as a leader among others, well-grounded in scripture and well-grounded in the academics, I'd like to introduce Mr. Michael Jefferson, who is also a member of our Academy Committee. Michael.
Thank you, Don. I also have a son, Marcus, who's an eighth grader, and I would like to, repeat what Paul and Jem said in regards to the teachers. I mean, they do a phenomenal job. They make a huge sacrifice, you know, from my perspective, to be here, but they love these kids. They love what they do. They have a passion for knowledge and learning, and they have a passion for the Lord, and they share that with these kids every day. When we think about our son, Malcolm, who's now unbelievably going to graduate from high school, and it goes really, really fast. Our decision was really based on, yes, we want to challenge him academically because you have to work hard, you have to learn as much as you can, wherever you're going to go, whatever you're going to do, or whatever you want to be. But we were very focused on the spiritual emphasis. I can stop because I don't want to start bawling, but now that John Boehner is Speaker of the House, and he cries all the time, it's okay for me to cry too. But we really wanted to make sure that our kids had a very strong spiritual foundation, something that was an extension of what we do in our own homes. Because when you think about high school age and independence and kids maturing, and a lot of times that sometimes leads into distance and friction between the child and the parent, not deliberately, but some of it's natural. you really want to make sure that they're surrounded by people that care about them. They're surrounded by people who are going to look to the Lord to help guide them in addition to what you're doing for them. And that's what excites us. At the high school level, my son says, well, I don't want to just go to school, you know, because he's a good student, but he doesn't just want to go to school. There's other aspects. There's a social aspect. There's the artistic aspect, the athletic aspect. HCA has it all. Competitive athletics. And I always remind these kids, it's like, look, there are less than 150 kids in this high school. Less than 150 guys. Most of the schools you compete against have 200 kids in one grade. And so you help to encourage them, because what they don't realize is by being the underdog most of the time, they learn perseverance. They learn persistence, teamwork, sticking with things. And they do have success. They are competitive in everything they do. And that's important, because you don't want to just go and say, oh my goodness, here we go again. They are competitive in everything they do. And when kids come to play against them, they see two things. They see kids who won't quit, and they see kids who love the Lord. And that's what's phenomenal. I mean, I've seen these kids take beatings on the field, and sometimes teams who are less than, you know, sportsmanship attitude displayed towards them, and they always turn the other cheek. I've watched it time and time again, and that's so impressive. And what I would say is, you know, again, the teachers encourage this, the athletic coaches encourage this, but I think the children amongst themselves encourage it as well. And I don't have to go to my notes, because I don't want to go blank here and forget something. The other thing I wanted to mention, because I only have a limited amount of time, is these kids are phenomenal. The teachers are phenomenal. And there's, like the church, and the one thing that I think was mentioned, the diversity is all through the school. It's the lower school, the middle school, the high school. It's racial, cultural diversity, all centered around Christ. And the other thing, there's over 100 churches represented in this school. So it's not like everybody comes from Hawthorne Gospel Church. They come from other churches around the area. And the one thing they share is their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And these kids are focused not just on doing well in school and doing well in the athletic field or the artistic or the music environment. They're also focused on missions. You know, we have didn't do it this year, but annually the 11th graders who had third year of Spanish would go to Costa Rica on a mission trip. Many of the kids on their own time during summer, spring, winter breaks will go on mission trips through Touch the World or other mission organizations. They have their Patterson tutoring group, where a group of kids will be carted down to Patterson to help some of the other privileged kids learn how to read better. That's true missions. That's true faith and foundation in what they believe in. And I can only say that if you really want to experience what this school has to offer and watch these kids mature and grow, and I think Jim said it, come to a graduation. Every graduation, you know, the valedictorian gets to talk, and they're typically talking to their classmates. But if you close your eyes, forget you're in an auditorium or the sanctuary, and you're with a bunch of kids, and you listen to the messages that these 17 and 18-year-old kids are admonishing their classmates with, they're also admonishing us as adults. And sometimes I looked at them, and I'm just amazed that where they are in their walk with the Lord at their age, I wish I was there. And that's the primary reason that we have our kids in the school, because I don't want my son to wait till his 30s to really grow as much as he can in the Lord. I want him to start as soon as he can.